Tom Cruise scares me. How about you? He shouldn't be that scary. He's only 5'2". But 10 people saw Mission Impossible 3, 'cause he's always talking about Scientology. Makes an ordinary guy like me say, Tom Cruise scares me. Oprah scares me, just like a little pup. I think on her worst day, she could beat me up. Now she started out like a nice young girl, but you better watch out, 'cause once her plan's unfurled, she's gonna take over the world. And Oprah scares me. Another guy who scares me is that David Blaine. Thinks he's extraordinary. I think he's quite insane. 35 hours just standing on top of a pole. Then he tried to hold his breath in a goldfish bowl. To die in prime time is his goal, and he scares me. Dick Cheney scares me with those beady eyes. They get intense and glary every time he lies, which is often. He's got a machine where his heart should be, just pumping out an evil philosophy. He shoots people in the face and gets away scot-free, and he scares me. Wolf Blitzer scares me. I just think it's nuts to have a name that's scary. Wolf Blitzer on such a little putz. Now the folks at CNN think the man's revered, but he's kinda like an elf with a scruffy beard, and his monotone voice is just a little too weird, and it scares me. Everybody! Tom Cruise scares me. How about you? How about you? He shouldn't be that scary. He shouldn't be that scary. How tall is he? He's only 5'2". But 10 people saw Mission Impossible 3, 'cause he's always screaming about Scientology. Makes an ordinary guy like me say, Tom Cruise scares me. Ordinary people like you and me say, Tom Cruise scares me.
David Ippolito is his name. You can find him in Central Park in New York City. Hundreds of thousands of people have seen him there. He performs during these months, really. He's funny.